I'm going to preach the best message ever because I'm going to read the scripture. And there's no mistake. There's no doubt. So I was praying and thinking about preparing a message, and he said, you know, came to my heart. I'm going to tell the story of Jesus Christ coming to this earth as man. So we don't have many chances to read the stories how Jesus Christ came to earth. And I think today is going to be a great day to read and celebrate Jesus Christ, because this is why we are here. And we don't celebrate Jesus Christ once a year when it's Christmas. We don't celebrate Jesus Christ on Sunday's morning. We celebrate Jesus Christ every day. He is the Christmas. He is the joy we have inside of us. He is the peace we have inside of us. He's the salvation we have. So when people, so this season is really nice because people are so lovely and they talk, they want to give gifts, they want to tell you that they love you. But when Christmas is done, it's over, then people go back to their own behavior, like, you know, yeah, okay, it's good enough. It's a good season for people to ask for forgiveness, and it's... But you know, that's supposed to happen every day. They don't know, but we have to tell them. But we know because we belong to Jesus Christ. So every day we forgive. Every day we love. Every day we help people. Every day we do what Jesus Christ did. Yet Jesus didn't come to this earth to be a king and to be served. He came to serve. He came like, really, he humbled himself, the Bible said. He humbled himself. He suffered. He was quite suffering because he knew his assignment. And he said, I have to fulfill because God called me to fulfill this. Can you imagine if he fell? But he didn't. Because he was tempted, but he didn't sin. So Jesus did everything he should do for us to be here today, celebrating him. Amen? So the story started with a promise. Actually, if you read the Old Testament, the whole Old Testament, it's showing Jesus Christ. Showing Jesus Christ for us. It's talking about the Messiah. It's talking about the Savior. It's talking about the Christ. All the time. Promises. And the first scripture I want to read is in Luke 1. Luke 1. Leo, do you have the scripture? Then you can follow through the TVs, the monitors. Luke 1, 30. Amen. Now you can follow. But the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son. And you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel. "Since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she, who was said to be unable to conceive, is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail." Then in verse 38, Mary said, "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. So that when the angel told Mary, and I just highlighted a few words here. The first word is that God told her to name Jesus Christ. So his name is going to be Jesus. Jesus. And he will be great. I highlighted it. He will be great. His kingdom will never end. So that happened, I don't know, 2,020 years ago, 2,000. So his kingdom will never end. Never. He's still alive. And he's called the Holy One. Holy One. So Mary got the promise, got the information, got the words from the angel. And he felt like, you know, that's awesome. Can you imagine the situation saying, no, I'm a virgin. How that can happen? How can I explain my fiancé? How can I tell him? How can I tell my family? How can I tell the leaders, the Jewish leaders, the synagogue leaders? How can I tell them? But because she knew came from the Lord, she said, yes. May your word to be fulfilled. So that's so awesome. It's the same. When you see that situation, say, oh, that was easy for Mary. No, it's like for us when God calls us and you say, oh, that's so hard. But at the same time, we tell the Lord. So, you know, Lord, may your word to be fulfilled. And then the second story is in Matthew 1. Verse 18-25. Now she knows. And I love when the word says the Holy Spirit came upon her. You know, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, he does whatever he wants to do. Okay? Don't feel like, I don't know, maybe not, maybe it's not me. If it's for you, it's your assignment. If God called you, so he's going to do it. You know? If you have a calling, if you have something to do, and you do have something to do, don't trust in yourself only. Trust that the Holy Spirit will come upon you. The Holy Spirit will teach you. The Holy Spirit and you working together. So it was with Mary. And this scripture in Matthew 1:18 says, this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother, Mary, was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they come together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. It wasn't easy for him to accept that. People say, okay, my wife is pregnant from the Holy Spirit. Oh, okay, I understand that. No problem. Can you imagine today? No way. He thought about divorce her. But thank God, he chose the right family, the right couple. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. So now he knows. Now they are in agreement, because the angel told her, the name is going to be Jesus. Now the angel told him the name has to be Jesus. And I love when the Bible says, because he will save his people from their sins. He came to be our Savior, church. Verse 22 says, all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. Everything perfect. His name was a perfect name, Emmanuel, God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. No, I'm not going to preach, I'm just reading and reminding you and encouraging you, but we could preach about obedience using these scriptures. That obedience. And now, Joseph knew his God. Because when he received and he identified, he understood it was from the Lord. And he said yes, right away. That's obedience. That's trust. So when you trust the Lord and the Lord says something, immediately we say, yes, Lord, I'm going to obey you. This is so powerful. So powerful. Joseph and Mary, they were the perfect couple from that situation. And that moment. And you say, yes, they were special. We are always special to the Lord, for the Lord. See yourself special. You know, because I know you won't have in your womb the babe Jesus. I won't receive any word like that. So your wife will conceive the same. Because he already came. That already happened. But we are carrying him in us every day. So because of us now walking in this earth, Jesus Christ can be born in someone else's life. When we spread the gospel, the good news, because he is the good news. So Jesus come to someone else's life. So life comes. Salvation comes. So we are special because we are carrying the word, which is Jesus Christ in us. That God is a God with us. Jesus with us. He is here. He is in us. We are speaking Jesus every day. We are speaking life every day. So it's important. We are special. Everyone, that person that don't know Jesus Christ, they are special. That's why God wants to reach out the lost. Because everyone has their own assignment. Everyone, is important for the Lord. Everyone. See yourself like, oh, I'm important. Like Mary was, I am. And I'm carrying Jesus Christ inside of me. I'm carrying the word. I'm carrying the power inside of me. So wherever you go and we speak life, you are speaking Jesus Christ through people's lives. Amen? So we are special. And the third, to continue talking to you about telling you this story, is in Luke 2. Can you just flip fuel? Oh, no. Go back to the last Luke. We are there. We've moved to Matthew. Now we are in Luke again. Luke chapter 2, verse 1. I love this scripture because it shows us that not everything is easy. Even when we are obeying the word of God, we are following what he called us to do. We are doing what he called us to do. That doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Thank you so much. This is a servant heart. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. He never promised that it's going to be easy. He never promised Joseph and Mary it's going to be easy. But he said, if you say yes, if you obey my calling, everything's going to happen. It's his timing, church. And then Luke 2 is awesome because in those days, Caesar Augustus, or something like that. I was practicing this morning, I forgot. Caesar Augustus, or something. Got it right? Because it's weird. Like, okay, this guy issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to their town, own town, to register. So Joseph, also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house, to the line of David. Verse 5. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child, Jesus Christ. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Verse 10 is awesome. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord." So this is the great news. This is what we are spreading, the good news, which is Jesus Christ. And he said, he was born to you. He was born to you. He was born to me to save me, the Messiah, the Lord. I was just reading this. I was rejoicing. He's the joy of the world. We say, oh, this is a joyful season. We give gifts. We receive. We visit our relatives. We have dinner together, supper. We eat good food. That's why we rejoice. No, it's because Jesus was born. That's why we rejoice. He is the joy of the world. He is the joy. He's everything we need. Everything we need, church. So this is why we are rejoicing today. And we are bringing the good news. He was born. He wasn't in a really beautiful palace. He wasn't considered for anybody as a king or... No, he was just a little boy. No place to be. And her mom and his mom took him in a manger and put him there. They were there and he was born there. He was there. So I love this couple. We can read again and again and meditate on that couple. Can you imagine the faithfulness of Joseph? Not only obeying the Lord, but obeying the law of the man. So there's a census. I have to go. He took his wife. His wife, Mary, Mary, walking long distance with a big belly. He was faithful, and she was faithful too. That's something that we start reading and said, Lord, I want to be faithful like that. I want to do all whatever I have to do. I don't mind to put effort. We all have to put some effort to do things, to fulfill things to the Lord. And today we are celebrating Jesus Christ, and He was born to save us and to save the world. Because God so loved the world. When I was saying we have the privilege carrying His word and His power in us, yes, because we received the message that the Savior was born, and through Him, we can receive salvation. So we accepted Him. They need to know that too. We are not better than them. We have something better inside of us. But for God, in God's eyes, He loves everyone. So I love the stories of Jesus Christ. And then the next one I want to read is in Philippians 2. Philippians 2. From verse 6, who, which Jesus, being in every nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. I'll stop here. Didn't plan that, but you know, when I say we are carrying the Word of God, we are carrying Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, His power in us, it's not to use in our own, for our own advantage. He didn't use that for His own advantage. He humbled Himself. So we are Christians, we are followers of God. We have His presence in us. He was born for me and for you. But you have to recognize that we have His presence in us. And we have to humble ourselves. We have to decrease for Him to increase. We have to follow Him, not our own wishes and desires. The same way Jesus Christ did. So we are here not to say, I'm better than you. I'm really good. I'm doing great. I'm prospering. I'm good. I'm better. No. We are just an example for the people that's saying, if you serve Jesus Christ, your life is going to change. Because we didn't deserve. We are sinners. But because faithfulness of Jesus Christ, we are here today. So everything we have is not for, of course, we change our lives. It's good for us, of course. We are the first one to receive the benefits of salvation. But you know, when you understand that we are doing what Jesus Christ did, we humble ourselves to be able to love people with unconditional love that Jesus Christ loved us. This is a great thing to do. So verse 7 says, rather, He made Himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, He humbled Himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God, there's a good result, okay, church? There's a good result. Therefore, God exalted Him to the highest place and gave Him the name that is above every name, and that at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee shall bow in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue knowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So this is so powerful. I'll read again. God exalted Him to the highest place. He gave Him the name that is above every name. And that the name of Jesus every knee shall bow in heaven, and on earth, and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God's Father. So He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He is our everything. So Jesus Christ, we are celebrating today. Like Dita was saying in Isaiah 9:6, says, for to us a child is born. To us, a son is given. Maybe you should read like this. For me, a child was born. To me, a son is given. Because God gave to you. Jesus Christ belongs to us. And the government will be on His shoulder. And He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the greatness of His government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over His kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness. From that time on and forever, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. So He is our Wonderful Counselor. He's the mighty God. He's Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. He is everything for us, church. Jesus was born to fulfill what God called Him to fulfill. He came to this earth to do what we couldn't do. We were sinners. There's so many scriptures saying this. You know, we didn't deserve. So he loved. He so loved the world. He so loved us, each one of us, to the point to go to the cross and die for us. When the Bible says he died, and it's very specifically when it said, even death on a cross. That was terrible. That was suffering. But he did for us because he loves us. Because he loves us. Today we are celebrating Jesus Christ. We are celebrating God. We are celebrating what he did on that cross. We are celebrating he was by the faithfulness of God sending his son, saying that because you cannot do it, my son will do it. He sent Jesus Christ for us. So this morning, we are celebrating. But I encourage you for tomorrow to celebrate Jesus. After tomorrow, to celebrate Jesus. If you don't have Jesus Christ in your life, because the Bible says in Romans, that you have to believe that Jesus Christ died. He actually have to believe he was born as man. And I was reading, and I believe you understand, I was reading from the Bible. That's why it's the perfect message. Because the Bible is the perfect message. If you believe he was born, if you believe he fulfilled what God called him to fulfill, if you believe he died on the cross and he raised from the dead, God raised him from the dead. If you believe that and confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you will be saved. That's the way. Salvation will be part of your life, will come to you, and you will live forever with him. And salvation is first for your own benefit. And after that, carrying Jesus Christ in you will be able to bring the light to the people that are in darkness. So I love Jesus Christ. I'll always say that. I will always rejoice in his presence. There's no way, church. Some people just run away from church, run away from God. Says, I know I'm discouraged going to church. I'm discouraging serving. I'm discouraged. No, they are discouraged from themselves or discouraged from people or maybe from church institution or something like that. But I don't believe someone can be discouraged of Jesus Christ or, okay, he failed. He didn't do what he's supposed to do. Because Jesus Christ, he did perfectly everything God called him to do. And he's still doing in our lives and through our lives. Jesus Christ is the Word of God. Every time you take your Bible and read the scripture, it's Jesus Christ. Don't worry, I don't mind. I could hold her in. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is in us. Amen? Hallelujah. This is the message of the Bible I want to share with you. Jesus, the Son of God. Can you just close your eyes? I want to pray. Hallelujah. And if you are here this morning, if you never ever confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, say, oh, I didn't know Jesus came for me. I didn't know. I should believe and confess with my mouth. Yes, you have to confess. Confess. I was born in a Christian church. And when I was about 20 years old, I've heard about confessing Jesus Christ. I don't need. I was born in a Christian family. And I've learned the scripture, from the scripture. So, you know, it's something that you have to do by yourself. It's individually thing to do. So with everybody with the could bow down your head and close your eyes. I would like just to pray. And if you feel in your heart praying this prayer and say, Lord, I want to give my life to you. I believe that Jesus Christ died and he raised from the dead. And with my mouth, believing in my heart and speaking with my mouth, I will confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. You can do it right now. Amen. So, Lord, I thank you so much. I believe you are the one who touched our heart. And if someone here, Lord, never ever confess you as their Lord and Savior, Lord, wherever they are, and if they do what the Word says, which is believing that you died and raised from the dead, and confessing with their mouth, they will be saved. It's easy like that, Lord, because Jesus Christ made that easy. He paid the price for us. And forgiveness will come. Forgiveness will come. So thank you, Lord, for forgiveness. Thank you, Lord, because when you didn't deserve, you paid the price. And now, in you, Jesus, we have forgiveness of sin. So, Lord, thank you for salvation. Because the Bible says when we believe and confess you, Lord, you give us the right to be called children of God. We have the power, we have the right to be called children of God when you confess you as our Lord and Savior. And you have the right to live with you forever and ever in heaven, Lord. So I thank you for salvation today, because this is what Christmas means, salvation. This is what Christmas means. It's you in us, Emmanuel, God with us. This is what we are celebrating today, Jesus. And we thank you. You found us. You found us, Jesus. And we just, by faith, accepted you. By grace, was a gift. Was a gift from you, Lord. We accepted that gift. We opened that gift. We have that gift with us. And we are using that gift. Because through salvation, we have the whole package. We have healing in our bodies. And I declare healing taking place in our bodies in Jesus' name. We have provision in our lives. You meet our needs every day, Lord. We have protection. We have the angels protecting us every day. We have everything we need, Lord. We have peace. We have joy. We have forgiveness of sins because of your faithfulness, Jesus. The only one able to do what you did on that cross. So thank you, Lord. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.